the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, let's give it a go today, 766-9370. Anything at all you want to discuss, you want to share, what's your deal? It's Friday, you want to talk about last night's games, and I say games because, sadly, Dodgers will advance to the World Series. Boo!
Who did they beat last night?
They beat Cubs. Cubs have been great for the last 3 years. You know, they got the series last year, and this is going to shape up to be a very good East Coast, West Coast battle if, in fact, Yanks get it done tonight. I could give a rat's ass about Astros. I would have rather have seen the Cubs, but what we're going to get is a better East Coast, West Coast battle with the Dodgers and the Yankees if Yankees can get it done tonight.
Why, just because they're big-time rivals or whatever?
It's just, you know, they're two big West Coast teams. Dodgers haven't been since, I believe, 88. So it's been a long time. I'd much rather see, you know, the Giants in. God forbid, you know, that they get in. I think the Yanks can easily handle them. I think they would have had a harder time with the Cubs, but the Dodgers are coming on big. So maybe you want to talk about that. You want to talk about last night's KC-Oakland game. Anything.
I'd rather talk about that, yeah. Let's try and focus on that.
But here's my deal. And, Dana, just so you know, you didn't catch this yesterday, but my deal is more of a question. We had this big corporate party last night. You know, we had all these clients show up. We had this big iHeart media party. All the clients coming, they're hanging out, and there was booze and bars and all kinds of stuff.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Great, great party. So thanks to everyone that came. But yesterday, what Joe said is that I'm going to take her home. And
who was I talking about?
And I just wanted to know, did you take her home? What I'm going to show Dana and the listeners, I wish I could tell you, this is who Joe said he was going to take home.
Oh, I did not say that.
Yeah, you did.
I was far closer to that, sir.
Yeah, you said you were going to take her home.
Oh, I did not.
For anyone that
she
works,
took me home.
Oh, Dana, squid. She might be up. What are you saying? Oh, my God.
For the people that listen.
What's wrong with you, man? Why do you always pull my pants down and spank me like I'm a child?
For the people that work here, after the show, come up and I'll tell you who it is.
No,
if you're curious.
No, don't do. No.
Did you take her home?
No, I did not. I can't even believe I said it. Well, you're wedding singering me.
Yeah, that's
oh, exactly. Did you?
Yeah. Hey, why don't you tell her how you're going to give it to her? Yeah, you said you were going to give it to her real good. Remember the limo driver? The little, he dressed like Michael Jackson.
Man. Oh, that's just what you said? You said you were going to give it to her real good, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, tell her how you're going to give it to her.
Appreciate that this morning.
Yes.
That's your deal. You waited all morning for that.
So,
oh, that's hilarious.
Did you? Did you take her home?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Went home alone last night.
Yesterday, with all his single bravado,
but
Joe said, oh, man, this party tonight, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to take her home.
Joe, you have to tell the listeners what you rode home in.
I rode home. Okay, so there's this sweet little food truck.
Yeah.
That has become a partner here at iHeartRadio, and moreover with the different stations in the building,
uh-huh.
And moreover with us here at the River,
yeah,
and the Dog and Joe Show.
Yeah, you can talk about them.
We can now talk about them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Chronic Tacos,
mm-hmm.
Which is now a food truck, soon to be a couple of actually brick-and-mortar buildings here in town.
Well, they're not going to do food truck service. That's just for us.
Right.
Yeah. Until they get the brick-and-mortar up, and it's a chain out of L.A. There's stores down in L.A. There's stores down in San Diego and Vegas, and they're working their way up here. And so we got to meet the woman that is going to start the Chronic Tacos coming soon.
Coming, the first actual business will be over at Madison and Fair Oaks, so they're going to be centrally located. It's cool. But anyway, this truck was out here last night, and they've got it all wrapped up, and it looks fantastic. And it kind of looks like, what would you call
Dia
that?
Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, Day of the Dead, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She sounds so much better when she says it
in Spanish. What is it called, Dana?
Dia de los Muertos.
What does that mean?
Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
And yeah, but what does that mean?
See,
it's a day that they celebrate the people who have died, and that's when they do the sugar skulls and the face painting and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I've seen the artwork before, but I don't know what it goes to.
Yeah, it celebrates the people who have passed on.
Okay.
Like a happy way to celebrate them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what the entire outside of this Chronic Taco truck looks like.
The photos are up on Facebook, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go check it out. So I got to ride home with the girl that started that. And she drove the truck home, and she lives close to me back in Roseville.
Well, I hate to do this because I met her last night. She's a fine young woman.
She's awesome.
So she took you home last night, and then what? Did you just get out of the taco truck?
Yes, she is a business acquaintance. That is just a friend of mine.
Yeah, yeah, Joe. Look at that. You yucky tacos. I don't want those. Ew, tacos are icky. Poo-poo tacos. I don't like tacos.
Really? Yeah. As I say it like that?
I bet Joe would have stayed in if it were a burrito truck.
Okay. All right, that's stupid.
766-9370. Happy Friday. You're stones.